Okay, we are on Mem Dalet Amud Beit. Amar Rebbe Vo. I think Bar Chaim is gone, so now Eva has to pick up the slack. And yesterday was like very quiet on the phone. Amar Rebbe Vo. Suddenly, Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon taught me. Eved Shiyasach Rabbi L'Surya. A master, an Eved, who follows his master. Now, Surya is a hybrid, lack of a better word. It's Batsim Chutzlaret. David HaMelech conquered it. It was a kibush yachid. In certain halachas, we treat it like Eretz Yisrael, and in certain halachas, we treat it like Chutzlaret. One of the halachas that we treated for Chutzlaret, we had Batsim Chesim and Aleph, and Rashi brings it here. That if a person sells a slave to Surya, it's like selling him to Chutzlaret. Not Eretz Yisrael. It's sending him out of Eretz Yisrael. The Eved doesn't want to go. The master sells him to Chutzlaret, he goes free. What happens if the master is going for a visit to Surya? Planning to come back. He goes, and the Eved went along. He wasn't leaving Eretz Yisrael on a permanent basis. He went along for a visit. Whatever reason the master went, took him along. He didn't resist because it was temporary. Then, Umach Roshan Rabbi. And then while he's there, his master sells him. Halacha is, Tatsa L'Cheres. He goes out to Cheres. Frek the Gemara about Tana Rav Chiya Ibn Eschusay. Rav Chiya says if the Eved follows his master to Surya, he loses the right of claiming that he wants to stay in Eretz Yisrael. He willingly went out. So once he willingly went out, he doesn't go free if he's sold. But the Gemara loy kasha. Kansha das Rabbi Lachzer, kansha ein das Rabbi Lachzer. That if his master planned to return, therefore, it's not considered he agreed to go to Chutz Laaretz, just went temporarily. Therefore, if his master sells him, he goes free. And if the master is not planning to return and he goes along with his master, that means he acquiesced to go to Chutz Laaretz. If he acquiesces, he has no taina that he's out to Lachayrus. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Lusuria, top first white line. Aram Tzayva. It's called in the Torah Aram Tzayva. It's considered like Chutz Laaretz in the selling of slaves, because it's tiny of a paragama. Hamayich Rav to Lusuria, Kamayich Luchutz Laaretz. Yatzel Lachayrus. We have his Yatzel Metchilu Ladas, even though he agreed. We have Imachi Yavad Lavarabi Matzakayavlai. And if the Abbot would have made him a chaw, the master can't force him, because he's not a chaw, Milam Lair to show him. Force. Kfiya, Kaifa. Vain, because not a chaw, Milam Lair to show him, Vain, a chaw, Matsiyam. Everybody can bring you there to show, but you can't force people to leave. Shnei Dain Exeris. We had that in the 13th parak of Ksubas. Kan Shadas Rabbi Lachzer. Shiyatza Manas Ken Yatza. He left to come back. Now, Bekiva the Machrai, have a Kamaikam Arts, the Hood Flores. So again, even though the Eved agreed to leave temporarily, which is also an agreement, doesn't have to leave temporarily. He agreed. But agreeing to leave temporarily is not agreeing to leave Eretz Yisrael. Not the same. Therefore, if the master sells him, he can claim his freedom. Batanya, that's right. That the Gemara Batanya we took and learned this way. Yaitza Eved Acharabi L'Surya. The Eved goes out with his master to Surya. And the question is, Yaitza L'Sagid L'Navik? What, he has to go out with his master to Surya? I but not they not call Matsya. Masters can't afford that for them to leave. So what does that mean? Yoitzei Eved Acha Rabbi L'Surya. It makes it sound he's obligated to follow his master to Surya. It's not true. Ella Yotza Eved Acha Rabbi L'Surya Umachray. So we change it. Not Yoitzei Eved, but Yotza Eved Acha Rabbi L'Surya. The Eved went with his master to Surya Umachray Rabbi Shem. Im das Rabbi Lachzer, Kaivin, I say. If the das of his master was to go back when he left, therefore, when the Eved agreed to go along, he was going for a temporary basis, so then we force him to free him. Im das Rabbi Lachzer, but if at the time he left to Surya, the master was planning to stay in Surya, and the Eved agreed to go, and Kaivin, I say, he doesn't get freed. Rashi. The Trash of Itanya Benichusa, this is a Raya. Yoitz Eved Acharabi L'Surya Mash Medin Ala Eved Lotzes Acharabi L'Surya. That an Eved is obligated to follow his master to Surya. Parak Le'Sagim Le'Navik Mitmiya. Question mark. But does he have to go out? Aye. Right. But not Ein HaKol Metziyim. period. You see the Yotza Eved. The answer is it's Yotza Eved. Eved, she Yotza Acha Rabbi Lesur Yeromachre Rabbi Sham. Mekama Achterutzta, before this answer, we can see the Nacha Yotza Eved Acha Rabbi Lesur Yeromachre Sham. Leshavka Lasur Yotil Mosa the Parchet. Rashi is explaining, we interrupted the Braisa. The Braisa said, Yotza Acha Rabbi Lesur Yeromachre Sham, in Das Rabbi, I'm named Das Rabbi. So the first thing we interrupted was Yotzei. Made it sound like he's obligated. That. So we changed that to Yotza, and then we continue with the Braisa. Im Das Rabbi Lachzer, Im Shiyotza Menas Lachzer Yotza. So over here, interestingly enough, this is Rashi's opinion. We judge it by when he left. Meaning, let's say the master left, he tended to come back, and then the master changes his mind and decides to stay. That the Eved can say, I'm going back, I'm sorry. Meaning, agreeing to go out temporarily does not lock an Eved in that he agreed to leave. He doesn't have to agree to leave temporarily. He can say, I don't leave Eretz Yisrael. But if he agrees temporarily, that doesn't mean he agreed on a permanent basis. That's the halacha in the Sefer Ksubos, that an Eved Kanani has a right to tell his master, I'm not leaving, sell me here. I'm staying in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to see it's even more than that. The Maila of living in Eretz Yisrael, the Eved can say, I know I'm an Eved Kanani, I know I'm owned by you, but I'm not leaving Eretz Yisrael. Tell me.
Which mitzvah is he losing on?
All the mitzvahs have Tluyas
Varetz. But I thought, even though there's a
Shalah, what period is right? So the Gemara said, we're selling up other mitzvot for it.
What things are missing?
A lot of mitzvot are Tluyas Varetz. They're not the rice in Surya. If you don't keep a chocolate, you may keep it.
That's what we're going at. Like,
right.
Time frame?
Rebbe.
Doesn't say what the time frame of temporary is. I don't know. I don't know what Daitalakza means in a month. Daitalakza means in a year. Daitalakza can't mean in 120 years. Meaning, I don't know exactly what the parameters
but
are.
Daitalakza, for those 2 weeks, he can't keep mitzvahs.
Again, he doesn't have to agree to leave. Even for those 2 weeks. The chiddush over here is, even if he agreed to leave for 2 weeks, that doesn't give the master a right to sell him. The master cannot force him to leave. End of story. For a day. He can tell the master, I'm not going. I love Eretz Yisrael. I am not going anywhere.
What's the other?
Then he agreed with the master to go along for the business trip. Now the master wants to leave him there. Now had he agreed to go on a permanent basis, he can't tie in anything. But he didn't agree, so that's the thing. That since he didn't agree, the master cannot sell him. If the master was planning to come back. But if he agreed to go with the master when the master was not planning to go back, then the master has a right to sell him. You agreed to leave. Yes, Harvey.
Could you remind me what happens to the purchase price in the event that outside Chutz La'aretz he is sold and he is then emancipated, he is freed? A purchaser.
The purchaser takes the loss. The Gemara will discuss why. The one who bought him loses his money. He paid. We're going to get involved in that right now. Exactly who gets the money, who loses the money. The seller or the purchaser?
Okay.
That will be the discussion.
Okay, because my
right
question
now
was going to be the purchaser. The purchaser may not even know that he's from Eretz Yisrael. I may think that he's from Chutz La'aretz.
Might be a Mekichta.
I was just.
That might be a considered. He can walk in and say, I was blindsided.
Okay.
I don't know what the. I mean, if he didn't know. Again, that might be blindsided. That might be a Mekichta, so he can get his money back. But we're talking a case that he knew. But the truth is, they both did something wrong here. And the Gemara's going to want to know why we pick on one more than the other. They both did something wrong. You're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to buy. But the Gemara's going to get involved in it right now, so we'll let the Gemara do its thing. before we get involved in questions. Don't think about it, Amar Avonim. Shamat minei demar Shmuel Tarti. I heard from Shmuel two halachas. Similar halachas, but different, and I don't remember which is which. Which halacha? Chadahach. I learned the halacha that if you sell your eved to Chutz Laaretz, not Surya, Chutz Laaretz, he goes free. Ve'idach, and another halacha I learned, the Itmar, Hamoicher Sadeu Mishnas HaYevel Atzma. If somebody sells this field on Yevel, the halacha is, every 50 years, during the years that Yevel was Nayig, all sales went back to the original owner. That means anybody that sold his land any time in that 50-year period, Yevel came, they blew the Shofar Yom Kippur, all lands went back to the original owner, all sales negated. But again, people knew that going into the sale, so the price reflected it. It wasn't a shock, it was the way it was. Fine. Now, on Yevel himself, the guy sold his field. So what happens? Yevel takes everything back. Here it's on Yevel. So there's a machloikas, Rav and Shmuel. Now I'm going to explain it the way I saw it brought down. We'll take one opinion at a time. Rav Amar Mechura V'yaitza. Rav says it was a valid sale, and he goes immediately back to the original master. On Yevel, you can't buy fields. You buy field, goes right back. And no money goes back. The buyer can say I had mekach tos, I thought I was getting a field. So the Mefarshim speak out in Erechon that Rav holds that there's a mitzvah to give fields back on Yevel. So this guy cannot claim he didn't know. Everybody knows Yevel. Everybody knows about Yevel. Yevel is not a secret. And if he buys it on Yevel, we say he realized it. He wanted to do the mitzvah of giving back fields. So he bought it in order that he can be mekayim the mitzvah. So he can't claim I was blindsided, I didn't know mekach tos. You know about Yevel. You learned about Yevel in day school. You know about Yevel. And you know that Yevel takes back the field. So what'd you buy it for? Dr. Av, he probably meant to... do the mitzvah, this is the way the Mefarshim explained it in Erechon, that he probably meant to do the mitzvah of Yevel. It's a mitzvah. You're making the mitzvah of giving back the field. If you didn't have any field to give back, this is beautiful. You bought one, it goes right back. You lost money on the deal, but mitzvahs cost money. So does Esrig, and so does Matzah.
It goes back automatically.
So that's a way of saying you give back. It goes back. That's what it means. You don't do anything. It happens on its own. No, the mitzvah that says that on Yevel, you give all land goes back. It's a mitzvah to let it happen.
Doesn't just happen by itself.
Again, some mitzvahs happen by themselves. What if the owner refuses to let the guy come back and take his land? Terence says it's a mitzvah to let it happen.
Gets char from letting it happen.
Yes.
As opposed to going
just like you get char for freeing your eved after 6 years, eved every, even though it's an automatic.
It's automatic. Why does that mean automatic?
Eved every goes free after 6 years.
Star?
No star. It's a mitzvah to keep the Torah. It's a mitzvah.
Shivi al tazeh.
Still a mitzvah. You're not standing in the way. And normal people that own other people don't let go so fast. I don't know. In my mind, in a certain way, it's difficult. More difficult than doing a maisa. It's easier to say Kriya Shema than it is to free your Eved. Here's a guy to take care of all your things for the last 6 years. Hard to part with him. Listen, you must know from your business that when one of your employees quit, one of your trusted employees quit, that's right, you quit, it's very painful.
One more. So is it a mitzvah for a woman to...
I was fired.
He was fired. Baruch Meisha says he was fired.
He embarrassed me just as I was telling that. He caused it to happen.
He had to.
He caused it to happen. It wasn't my fault.
Yes. There's a mitzvah, a woman, I don't know. I don't think she has a choice in the matter. Meaning, what can she do? Again, one has to... Honestly, if a woman locks her up and doesn't let her... It's a different story. She doesn't... And nothing has to happen by the divorce. Here he has to walk out of the field. He has to let the original owner come back. See, this is the problem when you deal with from people who are very dedicated to Torah mitzvahs. They can't see any nesayon in keeping a mitzvah. Like, of course it happens. Why in the world would anybody not want to give up his field? It happens automatically. Because money is money. And it's very painful to give up a field you've worked for the last 34 years. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel Amar ain't a mechura kalikar. Now Shmuel says it's not sold. Now we don't know what Shmuel means. We'll find out in a second. So Zokdravana, Bechada, in one of these two cases, now Shmuel said two halachas. One he said is that if you sell your Eved, one of them is sell Eved to Chutz Laaretz, he goes free. That's a Mishnah, but we'll see what Shmuel said. And one of them, he said, if you sell your field on Yaivu, it's not sold. B'chad the hundred zvini, or b'chad the loy hundred zvini. In one of the cases, the buyer gets reimbursed, and in one of the cases, the buyer does not get reimbursed. So let's take Eved. The Eved goes free. Who loses the money? The buyer or the seller? Is the buyer saying, fine, if the Eved goes free, I want my money back. You sold them to me, take the loss. Or can the seller tell the buyer, you bought it, you take the loss? That'll be discussed. But that in one of those halachas, Shmuel said, the buyer gets reimbursed. Now, in the case of the field in Yovel, there's two ways to look at it. Everybody knows about Yovel, and therefore when the guy bought it, he knew he was giving away his money for nothing, so he meant to give it as a present. And therefore, he cannot claim he wants his money back. Listen, sir, you knew exactly what you were doing. Or is it the guy can claim he didn't realize? I didn't realize I was going to lose my money. It's a mekhtas. I want my money back. In one of the two cases, Shmuel said, the buyer gets reimbursed. And in one of the two cases, he says, tough luck on the buyer. Now, each of these cases are different. In the case of the Eved, it's a punishment. We want to know, according to Shmuel, who is punished, the buyer or the seller? In the case of the field, it's not a punishment. The question is, can the seller say to the buyer, you knew the sale is an invalid sale, it's Yovel. And Shmuel doesn't agree to this far, he wanted to do the mitzvah. Therefore, you meant to give it to me as a present, so why should I give you the money back? And the other man, the other says, he didn't know. Mekachtos. It's a nice way of giving a guy a present. Going and say, I'll buy your field. You know, it's full and well that this field here is not going
to
be...
Are you telling me that I want to give it as a present?
Again, you gave me the money. You know the halachas of Yovel. Why are you giving it to me?
So it's not also a svara of a wedding mitzvah.
That Shmuel doesn't agree to that svara. I explained Rav with that. Not a new svara. Why did the guy do it?
So
one of two choices.
Yeah, either
he didn't know. It was a mistake. He thought he could buy the field.
Right.
Then he would get his money back.
Right.
Or he knew the field sale wasn't a sale, so when he gave the money, months and months, to give it as a present.
And if he says,
I don't care what
are.
He says.
I don't know who you are.
Again.
I met you for the first time.
Again, people don't know. Everybody knows the law of Yovel. That's the Shiloh. We don't. There's two ways to understand.
You can't tell me I'm giving it as a present.
Why not?
I don't know who you are.
Again, you knew the halacha. Why are you buying it? Again, Shmuel doesn't hold that far.
Do
you don't mix Rav and Shmuel?
I don't know what you can't tell me that I'm doing it because of a present.
Why else are you doing it?
What?
Why else are you doing it?
I didn't know the halacha.
I guess you just said two svaras.
I don't know what you can't tell me. I gave him a present. I know what I'm doing.
Every person knows that, according to one of the sides of the Gemara, every person knows that loch of Yovel. It's an invalid claim. Maybe it's stucco. No, by Yovel, it's a very... Again, there's certain things that everybody knows.
Everyone knows Yovel?
Okay, again, this is the Shaila and Shmuel. Okay? I'm not going to sit and argue with you. Those are the two sides in Shmuel. Therefore...
The guy
said, I know what you're trying to claim.
Say, oh, I was also kidding.
Again. It was a valid sale that took place. There's no kidding here.
What made it valid?
He paid for it.
He paid for it.
He walked and he shelled out $25,000 for it.
Mekach Toz
is if you make a mistake. If you know about Yovel, it's not a mistake.
Playing this game.
It's not a game. It's $25,000. Who plays with $25,000?
You can sell for a dollar, too. The same thing.
Again.
You seem very good. I never met you before. If I just give you a $25,000, what people land?
Okay. You're saying very good because you agreed with him, but you didn't even agree with him. But he thinks you agree with him. So he thinks it's very good. Again.
I don't think Rebbe agrees.
No, I don't. See, my job is to explain to Gemara. That's the difference. The Gemara is saying two ways to understand according to Shmuel. Again, the question is, there's two ways to understand Shmuel. One is to understand Shmuel. I'll give you an analogous case. The Gemara is going to dispute the analogy, but I'll give you an analogous case. A guy walks over to his sister, and he says, "Hurry up, mekudeshesli." And he hands her a ring that's worth $50. And he hands her a ring, and he says, "Hariat mukadeshesli b'tabazu kedas ma'isha v'yisrael." Now, what happens to that ring? What happens to that ring? Dr. Gemara, everybody knows that you can't marry a sister. He never meant marriage. Everybody in the world knows that you don't marry sisters. So why did they give it to her? Zok Shmuel, it was a nice way of giving her a present. You wanted to give her a present. You didn't want to embarrass her that you're giving her a present. You wanted to give her tzedakah. You didn't want to embarrass her that you're giving her tzedakah. So you cloaked it with the words of Kedushin. But everybody knows it's not, that's a fair to Gemara. Everybody knows you don't marry sisters. Right? That's halacha. Now, this is according to one side here, it's an analogous case. Everybody knows that you can't buy fields on Yovel. So what are you doing here with $25,000? Or a dollar, I don't care. Why are you doing this? The answer is, it's a nice way of giving the guy tzedakah. You wanted to give the guy a present, you wanted the guy to give the guy tzedakah. Whatever your cheshbon was, it was a nice way of handing the money guy the money. The guy screams, "No, I didn't mean that." We say, "Listen, sir, you're lying now." The right is, everybody knows about Yovel, don't give me this business. It's like everybody knows, let me finish. Like everybody knows you can't marry a sister. That's one way of looking at it. The other way Shmuel says, Rav also agrees everybody knows about Yovel. But Rav introduces a svara that I was willing to go through the mitzvah. Shmuel doesn't agree to that svara. Now, the other way of saying is that Shmuel says a guy can claim I didn't know the halacha of Yovel. By sister, the Gemara is going to say, nobody thinks that he can marry a sister. Here you can tie to maybe some people didn't know about Yovel. So again, that's the Shaila and Ravana. In one case, Shmuel said the buyer gets reimbursed. In the other case, Shmuel said the buyer doesn't get reimbursed. I don't know which one he said it in. Did he say reimbursed by the Eved and by the field the guy meant the present? Or did he say by the field he gets reimbursed because it was a mistake and by the Eved the guy loses it? I don't know. That's what Ravana said. I have two halachas. In one case, Shmuel said reimbursed him. In the other case, he said not reimbursed him. Now, there are different halachas. One is a question of who we punish, and one is a question is whether the guy made a mistake here or not. I don't know what Shmuel meant. Yes.
The buyer does not get reimbursed.
Right.
And so, nobody does. If it's an Avera, how does it work? How do two people do an Avera? One buys and one sells.
They're not an Avera. Goes right back. What Avera?
File
for them. Yeah. A minute ago, you were saying it's automatic.
Even if they colluded and they said, this is what we're going to do because I need the money and I need the land.
The tyrant. Forget about that. The tyrant said it's not a valid sale.
And if they both colluded and they both had the intention of buying a certain land, he still doesn't get reimbursed if they did it with shame or favor.
I don't know, Robert. I don't know. Yes, you are people. You know, I thought you were being religious before. Now you're having people do avers. You know what I mean? I have no idea. I don't know.
Is if you're going back, is that a mitzvah saseh?
Not into I don't know if it's a mitzvah saseh, but it's a big. You know, there's a whole parsha Navi. I don't know Navi well, but this much I know: there's a whole parsha Navi that the Yidden weren't freeing their slaves. They weren't letting them go free after 6 years, and there was a big tine on Yidden for not letting them go free. And the Navi gave them Musar. Yirmiyahu Navi gave them Musar. Everybody let their slaves go free. It was a big schos for Klal Yisrael. And then they took them back. That's what happened. And then they got. Then they did the Avera all over again. Now, they got schutz for keeping the Torah of letting him go free. Now, I know I'm dealing with a crowd that would never have an Nisayan with that. But the Klal Yisrael of those days had an Nisayan. You have an Eved, you bought him, you don't want to let him go free. It's against the Torah. He goes free automatically. Yeah, but what's he going to do about it? You'll beat him up if he walks out. You know what I mean?
So Shmuel's saying he wants to give his friend a nice matana, but this way he can also do an unusual mitzvah he never gets to keep by buying the field this way. He's doing
according to one of the signs in Shmuel, the guy never intended sale. It was the guy never intended to buy it. He knows that lacha. He knows that he's wasting his money. It's a way of giving a present for tzedakah. Call what you want. Just like
yeah, and at the same time, and at the same time doing a mitzvah that, and at the same time being able to make a mitzvah that he never was able to do before, an unusual mitzvah.
He's not according to Shmuel. You're not making a mitzvah. The sale was invalid.
According to Shmuel,
there's no mitzvah here. The sale never worked.
Oh, okay. That's Rav's far is that it's a good sale, and then it goes back right. So Rav holds he's doing the mitzvah.
Again, I don't know which one. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi Tarti, Mishnei Dvar, Malolu Shemati Pstakden, Shapasakden. Chadaha Machira 7 Bukhutzlaret, I heard him Paskin, Vyaitza Labailam, Chad, I'm sorry, right? And Vyaitza Labailam Yad, Zahifsid Naisav, Eina Machura Kalikar. That's what Shmuel said. Rab said, he loses his money. Shmuel said it's not so. Mikal v'chaymer. And the reason Shmuel says it, it's a mikal v'chaymer. Rashi speaks out of mikal v'chaymer. Ma mechura kvar yaitza. If it's sold, it'd go out. Akshav she'ena mechura ena din shleit demacher. So how could you sell? If it's sold, it goes free. That means obviously you can't sell. Kamaravana m'shnei dvar malolu shamatim menu matayam musar. Alam was. In both of these, I heard what should happen with the money. B'chad v'amer the hundred zvini b'chad zvini b'chad zvini b'chad when he goes back. He lost his money. Okay, so Rashi has a kasha. If according to Shmuel, he doesn't get his money back by the field, so what's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? They both agree that you lose the money. If you're going to tell me, Ravana didn't know, it could be by the field, the guy pays for it, and we say, you meant to press goodbye. So what's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Lamaisi, he doesn't get his money back. So what are they arguing? If you're going to Shmuel, you don't get your money back. So what's the machlokes? There's a machlokes, and I'm going to speak it out. According to Rav, a sale happened here. And according to Shmuel, a present happened here. What's the difference? Bottom line, he's not getting his money back. The difference is as follows. There's a thing called Kinyan Agav. When I sell you a field, along with the field, I can sell you a sefer. And you don't have to make a kinyan on the sefer. The kinyan on the field works in whatever I want to sell along with the field. So according to Rav, there was a valid sale here. It worked for a split second. Therefore, the metaltlin I sold along with the field are sold. The field goes back, the metaltlin don't go back. So when I sold you this field on Yoivu, I said, including the sefer Chatzelus HaSharon, right? And now the field goes back, the Chatzelus HaSharon is still sold. According to Shmuel, if the money goes back means it was never a sale, it was a present. There's no agav by a present. Giving money doesn't make you allowed to give a sefer along with the money. Because agav is when you sell land. You didn't sell land here. The seller would give the buyer metalflin. Here the buyer is giving the seller a present, according to Shmuel. I'm sorry, no. Shailin Gemara Kedushin, though. Zakhtin Gavrashi. Vadai Pligi. Dilu L'Rav Mochar. It's a sale. V'mkonuhim an'chasim she'elim achrayas. And if you bought metalflin along with that, with a kinyan, and nikanim b'mechir azub, amay mashicha. The Shmuel ain't a mechar. V'amos matanim. It's a present. Because it wasn't a sale. I can ask my Bermachev to tell us Hashorim back. The money I paid for the Chavetzelus Hashorim was never a Kenyan. Money is not kind of Metalklin. Everybody knows this halacha. The Gomar Venasim Moss L'Shem Matana. So that's the Shailah. How do we understand Shmuel? Is Shmuel saying it was a present, or is Shmuel saying it's a mekach to us? That's the shaila. According to Rav, it's not a mekach to us. The guy knew, and the guy wanted to do a mitzvah. According to Shmuel, he doesn't agree with that. But Rav Anan doesn't know what Shmuel meant. Does Shmuel mean he gets his money back with a mekach to us, or does Shmuel mean it was a nice way of giving a present, or it's dukkah? Zuck to Gemara.
No.
What? Which one?
I think Rabbi said to me that Shiloh, if it helps or not, right? I'm sorry. Question.
Okay, the answer to your question is very simple. It's a very good question. I want everybody here, Rabbi Cohen, asked a very good question. But the parent never said, do not sell a field on your
own. Oh, that's what I want to know.
Never said it. It said it goes out. If the Torah would have said, do not sell a field in Yoivo, then you would have a question if I sold it, is it valid or not?
Yes.
But that's not, the Torah never said it. It's a very good question. So, you know, I have an Avram Cohen school of thought as you always compliment. Never criticize. What? Right. I'm Rav Yosef Nechzianan. Let us see. Let's try to figure it out. Rav Anan didn't know. I'll try to figure it out. The Tani Bebraisa, Hamaycher Abdel Chutz Lor Adjusu Lecheres, Betzorach Getchik from Rabbi Sheni. The Braisa says it's the second guy that has to free him, the buyer. Why is the buyer freeing him? If the money goes back, it's the seller's Evan. Let the maker free him. If you're telling me that the guy gets his money back, that means he can claim I don't take the loss. Let the seller take the loss. So then it's the seller's heaven. Why is the buyer freeing him? Shmami no kanya Rabbi Sheni. Must be the sale was valid for the Hadri Zvini. And the money does not go back. And the second guy just took a big loss. And therefore, by the case of the field, the money goes back. And by the field, the money goes back, Rashi. We quoted this Brisa right after the Mishnah, beginning of the Sugya. Kanya Rabbi Sheni, the Ibn Ma'isav, he lost his money. The other Svini, because if the money would go back, Rabbi Rishon Kanya, Lama Lele Sheni Lushakra, right? Ha'ilon Lelaka was a Rishon, she's Suri Olav. He's the one that did the Yisra, he's the one we're punishing. And since we know that one of them, the money does go back, and we figured out from the Braisa that by the Eved, the money doesn't go back, must be by the Gabi Sada. Must be that Shmuel said by the field that the money goes back. It was a makach toss. It was not a present. He didn't know about Yovel. Zokti Gemara Viter. Rabbanan. So why didn't Rabbanan bring this raya? Brisa was Shmuley. He didn't know the Brisa. Aye, why didn't he figure it out from Shmuel? Even the Shmuel, the Maidein and Mechura Mas Chayzun, no Maidein and Mechura Mas Mataninu. Maybe the money is a present. Me did have the Amakadish as a Chayzai. Like we find when a guy does Kedushin to the sister. We learned. Amakadish as a Chayzai. Rav Amamos Chayzun. Rav says that the money comes back. And the Gemara explains, according to Rav, you meant that your sister should watch the ring. You gave your sister the ring for Kedushin because you wanted her to watch it, and she didn't want to watch it. So you said, here's Kedushin, and that way she'll watch it.
Why?
That's what the guy means. That's what Rav says. Again, it's the Machlekes in Kedushin.
But why?
What do you mean, why?
She doesn't want to watch it.
You want her to watch it.
She didn't want to watch it.
Again, you want her to watch it.
But she didn't want to watch
so
it.
So that's how you fool her.
How do I fool her?
You say, I'm giving you for Kedushin. So now she thinks it's hers, and she'll watch it.
She doesn't know better.
That's what Rav holds.
She doesn't know the halacha.
Again, that's what Rav holds. The Shmuel, he didn't hear this. Rav Amar, Moshe Kedushin Chayzun. The other Midei Shein Kedushin Tayyasim Bachayzai, the Gomer Benathim L'Shem Pekadim. She's watching it. Period. Amar Rabbi Eiler of Yosef. My causes the Kansina L'Kayach, Nifnes L'Moicher. Why are we picking on the buyer? They both did wrong. He sold it, the other guy bought it. Why are we punishing the buyer more than the seller? Amar Lai, Lav Akbar Ganav, Elochur Ganav. It's not. How does he say it's achber, a mouse or a rat?
Mouse.
It's not the mice that steal. It's the hole they can take it to that steal. Meaning, it's the fence that gets blamed. If you wouldn't be able to sell it, you would never steal it. If you wouldn't be able to keep it, you'd never buy it. We look at the buyer and say, you made this work. Because no buyer, no seller. And therefore, we punish the buyer. Because we say, he's the main guy. He's the guy that makes it profitable to do the Aveira of selling the Evan.
What if he doesn't have the knowledge? What if he doesn't know?
But without a mouse, the hole doesn't get it. Why are we blaming one more than the other? So, Gemara, you're right. They're both equally guilty. Who has the Evan now? The buyer. He said, listen, you're the one that has the merchandise that's usher. You're the one with the thing. You have it, you take the loss. You bought it. You're right. You did an Isser, he did an Isser. But the bottom line is, now you have the item of the Isser. It doesn't make a difference. You have the item, we punish you. That's what Chazal said. Again, we're picking on the buyer because he has the Evan. That's what we're saying. The Evan has to go free. You have him, he goes free. No answer. Rashi. Look, Rashi, my cousin is procured to Evan, the Kansas Likayach. Chura chur shakaisha shach ben nichlus the Taychai. But a mouse runs, and it's may write for it. Chura minola, agneva. Echad yisura, vahina Evan, miyad the Likayach. Everybody should have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh. Merch Hashem tomorrow morning.